Order. Select committee report.
On Thursday, the Regulations Review Committee met to hear a complaint against the New Zealand Teachers Council. That complaint was laid by Wellington-based barrister Graham Edgler, who objected to the council's self-imposed ban on the release of private information about teachers who are found guilty of misconduct.
I came across this in a Herald on Sunday article and thought that seems a little over the top. I can understand why there need to be rules to allow for the protection of particularly complainants, but sometimes teachers as well in teachers' disciplinary proceedings. But I thought that the way the rules were set up, which basically prohibit everything until someone asks for permission to be able to publish something, go too far.
But Teachers Council Director Peter Lund insisted there was transparency.
If I was concerned about the person who may be teaching my child, I could look up that public register, I could identify that name, and I could see whether or not they had conditions on their practising certificate. So that does exist.
Graham Edgler suggested the Teachers Council follow the lead of the Health Practitioners Disciplinary Tribunal.
That has a process where the presumption is openness, but complainants about doctors obviously have a lot of private personal information. They might not want their name getting out at all. They certainly won't want their private health information getting out. And it seems that they're able to be perfectly well protected and their privacy perfectly protected with a system where the committee in that case has to make a decision. We're going to ban the publication of this name and we're going to stop you reporting or recording their evidence on this day. And those sorts of what should be a case-by-case basis seems to be a much better way to go about it.
Dr. David Lund of the Teachers Council wasn't opposed.
That would ensure that the suppression orders could be applied by the disciplinary tribunal.
And Graham Edgler said in any case it should be Parliament setting such rules.
And not for something like the Teachers Council to make rules about, and that would be one way. One reason why I'd say these rules are wrong is that it's the Teachers Council has taken upon itself the power to do something that Parliament should be doing, and Parliament has done in a number of other situations.
Wellington-based barrister Graham Edgler making that complaint about the Teachers Council to the Regulations Review Committee. Earlier in the week, the Finance and Expenditure Committee heard submissions on the State Sector and Public Finance Reform Bill. One submission came from Public Service Association member and Ministry of Justice employee, Sonia Mitchell. She was concerned about a change in law that would see out-of-work civil servants ineligible for redundancy payouts if they get a job anywhere else in the state sector.
This to me ignores the fact that this is a new job with a new employer, possibly a new department, new ministry, new CE, with new and quite possibly poor terms and conditions. I know of a woman who was made recently redundant after 14 years in the public sector. She then took up a different job on a 12-month contract in a different part of government. It seems wrong to me that after 14 years, she would have to forgo her redundancy payment.
Sonia Mitchell also disagreed with a part of the bill that meant redundancy payments wouldn't be made if the state employee didn't accept a job offered elsewhere in the state sector.
State service employees choose their employers for a whole range of reasons, values included, just like our employers choose us. If I were an analyst for the Ministry of the Environment's Climate Change Unit, I might not want a comparable job in the New Zealand Transport Authority's Road of National Significance Division, for example. I might be a peace-loving analyst working for the Department of Human Affairs. I might not be delighted to find myself working for the Defence Force or the Ministry of Veterans Affairs. Requiring me to change employers or forgo redundancy is to me the equivalent of telling my employer that I'm resigning, but have found a comparable employee that they must accept in my place. It would not be acceptable to my employer, and it's not acceptable to me.
Public Service Association member Sonia Mitchell. Also opposed to those redundancy provisions was another PSA member, Primary Industries employee Dr. Dave Nendick.
The proposed changes concern me greatly. The redundancy entitlement in part of my own employment agreement when negotiated in the past under good faith and as part of a range of particular employment agreements which came out as a package. The proposed changes would actually legislate to reduce the value of those hard-won entitlements and without providing negotiation or compensation in that regard. I fully oppose the specific changes to the bill and I recommend that those changes do not continue.
Dr. Dave Nendick making a submission on the State Sector and Public Finance Reform Bill to the Finance and Expenditure Committee. That was one of 16 Select Committee meetings held during the week. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for parliamenttoday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.